Hello, American Fork, and welcome to the UMEA Red Rock Marching Band Championship here at Dixie State University, St. George, Utah. Scott Ruiz here from Long Beach, California, and I am honored to be your color guard judge this evening. Here we go. Okay, yeah, a really solid opening in terms of the vision musicality, the challenge of working at close proximity within the form, definitely showing emerging maturity in the performance quality and the aesthetic there. Okay, very good, sabers and rifles, the trade-off. And the nuance there, just the nuance of the hat after the saber toss, oh my gosh. Just reading into those things... Yeah, it pushes my color guard buttons in a good way. Okay, so continue to explore those nuances. I think that's a great quality. I always see every time I get to adjudicate you guys. Huh? I got just a little bit of a question in terms of the space of those sabers as they travel over toward the top hats, okay, and how they're maintaining the form in that curvilinear line, okay. Yeah, once they get there, though, a little bit better in terms of the readability of what they're doing and how it's placed. Uh-huh. Yeah, again, working... on the props there with the limited space for the sabers. Yeah, it gives them some nice focus. The nuance there with the rifles and the skirt. Huh? Yeah, some good writing for the flags in terms of visual musicality. So it's not too visually loud or distracting from what the weapons are doing as well. So, you know, it's more complimentary than it is a hindrance. Good. Really cool. Again, accenting, using the costume to really inhibit that visual musicality. Again, works so well for you. That's a good the sensitive nature of that, and then how you're letting the flags kind of be the secondary focus backstage without being too distracting. But this is a really interesting prop center stage. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. The motion you create, and the pathways that they're utilizing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good aesthetic with what's happening with the winds as well. And how you're utilizing that space there. Yeah, and again, just seeing the aesthetic quality here and the color. Uh-huh. Yeah, this is a really nice moment. I think the flags are a little bit overwhelmed in terms of their spatial path responsibilities. Some of them are kind of bunching up on each other, so we're not getting maximum clarity in those moments. Tom? Yeah. Nice on the release, though. The dynamic quality there, I think, works well for you. Okay.
The sky is the limit, but only for those who are afraid to fly.
Okay, good visual intensity in the change there. The rifles and the utilization of speed. All right, here we go. Yeah, I'm trying to get some big picture moments here at the flags traveling behind the drums. Mm-hmm. Yeah, some good accuracy again with the rifles and display of training to support those moments. Looking at the flags backstage again, and again, just the aesthetic of the color and the way that you're utilizing them in terms of visual volume, again, smart. Okay, I think again, there's times where I watch them and they're not really conscious of controlling those intervals though, so it just becomes a little bit of an opportunity for them to really pay attention and understand how to guide the form. Okay? So it reads a little better. All right. I'm starting to pick up a little speed here. Almost. Uh-huh. Oh, I had a great color here. Way to engage us. Cool. The conscious of color, the relation to the prop. Uh-huh. So we really got him in some prime real estate here to give us a nice ending feature. Oh, great. Really effective. American Fork, you know? I think that in terms of the design process and what you're saying and what you're doing, your performers are really, really well committed to their role and the thematic value of the program. So, you know, that I think that works really well for you. I think there are times where the flags become a little bit, like I said, they become a little overwhelmed with their choreographic responsibilities, and they start, I think that they don't pay attention to space as well as they need to at times, so that becomes a little bit of a problem and a vulnerability for you. You know, there are also, you know, things happening, I think, during the second song, where it does get a little side one heavy with the Dandelion prop and the... And again, the flag's working around that, and then the visual density of that sensitive moment, you know. Other than that, you know, I think what a great program, what a way to elevate the ending there for you, and really give us a nice, strong visual interpretation of the musical structure. Okay? You know, it's been great to see you. The season's great to see you grow from the beginning of October until now, and I do wish you all the best as you guys compete tomorrow at the BOA regional, okay? Thanks for everything this season, and hopefully my comments will benefit you as you continue, okay? Thanks.